blow her kisses into the wind. Last time I saw her, that's how she said goodbye. Wild hair and dark eyes, how they shine. She would wave goodbye with both hands, blow her kisses into the wind. Peel peaches on the porch swing, and she loved her gardening and to write us letters to tell us all these things. She would wave goodbye with both hands, blow her kisses into the wind. Shake her sweet iced tea, this is the life, she'd say to me. Come sit here, come sit with me. Like a rope in time will fray, till all that's left of you is what someone else has to say about what they remember about the life you gave. So now I wave goodbye with both hands, blow my kisses into the wind. This is how I remember to tell you how she loved you then, and she loves you now.
Laura Kelly in the WVTF studio for a Rootstown session, Both Hands. Welcome in, and welcome for playing the song that makes me cry just before we have to go on and talk.
Sorry, Luke.
I told you that. So tell us what that song is about.
I wrote it about my grandmother. About 3 years ago, she passed away in February. She had Alzheimer's, and when we were sort of collecting conversations about her before the funeral, it sort of occurred to me that really all that was left of her was the things that we could remember. And so I wanted to put those in a song sort of as an album, I guess, for my family, and also to sort of speak to the experiences I think we all have collectively as we lose people. So
see, that's why right there. I told you. Well, your most of your music, I say, to me, it's sad, but so hopeful.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel that.
But then you've got some songs on there are pretty much full of strength.
I hope so. And yeah. I mean, honestly, I even hope, like Both Hands, I hope that feels strong, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's important to have a space for corporate corporate grief and corporate remembering. So, yeah, I think, yeah.
Cool. So how long have you been doing this?
Oh, gosh. What does that even mean?
I know.
When people ask.
You've had it in you your whole life, but how long have you been letting it out?
Well, that's a good question. I would say this EP for me has been my sort of like kicking the door open for myself. And so, you know, maybe just the last couple of years I've really been trying to, you know, own it for myself. The 2015 EP that I did, that I recorded, you know, really just sort of like whet my appetite and kind of created this conflict of desire in me that really I had to work through to get to this next EP and kind of push out there and do what I'm doing now.
Now,
so.
Was the first one done here in Charlottesville or before you moved here?
No, it was done here in Charlottesville. It was produced by Isaac Wardell. Uh-huh. And we did it out at White Star recording studio. And I had a collection of songs that I had written over the last, 10 years or so, up until that point. And I wasn't very sure. And he's a great musician and great producer. And so I sent them to him. And I was like, Isaac, would you be willing? And he was like, yeah, these don't suck. I'd be totally thrilled to. And I was like, that's high praise if you know Isaac.
I was
going to
say, that's great.
Yeah, I'll take it.
To present something to someone and they say, you know, this doesn't suck.
Yeah, these aren't terrible. I was like, oh, thank you. I mean, truly, I was like, really, I mean, Sarah knows Isaac, so she's laughing. But yeah, so that was kind of my first foray into recording. I didn't know what I was doing, so I just handed my little babies over and was like, can you take care of them and what you can do? Thank you.
You release yourself nationally?
Yeah, I mean, I've put it out there. I'm still, I think that's the hardest thing as an independent artist, trying to figure out how you promote yourself, how you get out there and get your music heard by other people. So I'm still kind of in the process of figuring that out.
Well, I've seen you interviewed online by different magazines, some national magazines. So that's one good way to do it.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Yes, definitely.
Well, let's hear some more of your music. You want to do something from the new EP?
Yes. I'll do Goodman, Don't Hurt You. I'm going to tune real quick.
Talking about strength. Yeah.
Yeah. Shows up. Her eyes are all red, her mascara undone. Said she caught her man cheating and she's not sure what to do. She plops on the couch saying she should have known he was always coming home late, drunk and stoned. And when he lost his job, made her get too. She looks at me like she's a bit confused. He said he loves me still. I say that's a ruse, cause good man. Your life, but good men don't hurt you. Good men don't hurt you. Well, her babe calls me up all unannounced, asking what I said to make his lady bounce. I said, good men don't hurt you. And he gets real quiet, not sure what to say. He said, I thought I was a good man. I said, good men don't act that way. Good men don't hurt you. Then I'm trying to take from you all that they can get, and then leave you in the cold like some discarded pet. Call you over for a Netflix and chill, and make you pay the Chinese takeout bill. Oh, I know you're not asking for this piece of advice, but I'm gonna give it to you, boy, cause it could change your life. Good men.
Rootsdown Radio Sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Rootsdown at WVTF.org.
I was raised neath the white Texas sky in a town I'd rather have left behind, between old rice fields and a westbound train where no one even knew how to say my name. When I was just 16, he tried to pick me up in the back of his daddy's truck, but I squeezed my knees and said no with my eyes. I guess no is a no unless you say it just right. And I went running so fast I got lost in the night. Headlights coming quickly, he was close behind, trailing me down, screaming my name. You may catch me, boy, but I won't owe you. Steel Magnolia in her place.